What's up, guys and gals, fellow whiskey sippers? This is Whiskey Biz Podcast, and here are your hosts, Rob and Devo.
Did you guys hear about the pencil that lost its point?
No, tell us about it.
It was really depressed. Sorry, that joke was a little dull.
That was gonna be my answer, but you jumped in on it, so I was like, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, Devo's got me. He got me.
I was just gonna say
he got it. He turned the pencil back into a point. I love it.
See, still better than me.
Metal sharpens wood. Metal sharpens metal.
Iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpens iron. That's the saying. I don't know if it's totally true. It's got to be, but
diamonds cut diamonds.
That they do.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because it's like diamond dust, right? That's just what comes off.
That's a drug.
Is it?
It sounds like
about, like cocaine.
There's what's that one? Angel's dust, right? Angel's dust,
yeah.
I've never done that, but I don't think it doesn't sound like something that
I know of.
Is it cocaine?
No, I don't think it's not.
No,
is there like PCP?
It's like a mixture of PCP and something else.
Is it PCP, right? Isn't that
one of the drugs? It might be PCP.
I mean, like, that's an actual drug. I'm not just saying letters and, like,
trying
to pretend that they're fucking drugs.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Okay.
But I remember a very known incident that happened with a guy that was on PCP, and it created an outrage at one point.
Oh, interesting.
Cops were involved.
Did cops get beat up by a dude on PCP because he was like acting way stronger than he was?
It took six or seven. I think it took six or seven officers to subdue him.
Yeah, I've heard crazy. Is that the
Rodney King?
Is that what's that?
Rodney King.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I knew that.
That's why I thought you guys knew.
He was in like the middle of the street, right?
Rodney King? The riot?
Yeah.
It was a riot.
What started it? What predated the riot? I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
But you know what I do know? We have the last
George Floyd?
Oh Jesus.
He was on fentanyl.
Fentanyl is just the opioid, right?
I don't fucking know. I know that you have to be. It's very deadly.
Yeah. There's a video out there that a cop just got safely. There's probably that, but they use fentanyl in hospitals.
That's opioid, painkiller. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, probably. I feel like all the popular drugs are used as a painkiller in some way. Even marijuana, people use it for pain.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alcohol.
For mental pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever like drank alcohol and be like, man, my sore legs feel much better today. I'm going to be a little scatterbrained tonight because I just came back from vacation and came from the East Coast.
I'm going to do that now. Oh, man, my leg hurts. Let me just
drink some alcohol. Just one more excuse that we need, right?
It helps with my migraines.
Yeah. Yeah. So, final bracket. okay, so final bracket. We have a
drum roll, please.
I had to fact check myself. That's why I was on my phone.
Okay, this is number three versus number six. Ooh. And again, as a reminder, it was ranked primarily on price. This is Heaven Hill versus Kirkland Bottled and Bond. Which again, I fucked up. I should have done 1792 versus Kirkland Bottled and Bond. We may have to do a side comparison
parlay
because that would be kind of fun to see, but in this case we aren't doing that. So be prepared. I did receive some predictions that Heaven Hill would win the bracket.
From who?
from one of our patrons. You were in the chat.
I think you said several predictions.
Well, me too.
Oh, you? Me too. Yeah, that's three.
That does that make several? Three?
Makes a few.
Oh, is it only a few?
Several is four.
Oh, is that what it is?
Four or more.
Is that seriously? Like, if I look it up, it's
yeah.
How many is several?
A couple of you several. And several.
Yeah.
More than two, but not many.
Mm. How much is many? Well,
does several mean three or seven? Perhaps the most common interpretation or intended sense of several is around three to five.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. I like it. So, and right smack dab in the middle is four for you guys. Or in terms of my trip to Miami, that would be quattro.
Quattro. Yeah, you said ooh. It like a white guy too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Quattro. I think I would too. Being in the moment, probably would.
Quattro.
Yeah. That's like when we say Porsche and they say Porsche.
Porsche.
Or we say Jaguar in English.
People Jaguar.
Say Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Sounds like they're straight from Jurassic Park.
Jaguar.
Welcome to Jaguar.
A sick car.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so first one up is a Heaven Hill.
Oh, we're going Heaven Hill first.
I thought we were doing the other one first.
I thought we always did the better one first. That's what we've done so far.
Oh, the top ranked one first?
Yeah,
we did.
Top ranked.
Yeah,
which
you're
is
right.
Kirkland.
You're right.
I grabbed Kirkland.
I think I grabbed the right one. I poured them, and then you put the bottles by you, and I had it.
Yeah, I mean, you can smell a difference.
There's a big difference.
The Heaven Hill smells delicious.
Heaven Hill does have
a huge difference on the nose.
There's a big difference between these two.
All right. Thank you for listening.
And as always, keep it neat, friends.
I was going to say, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Yep, that one too. Color's actually quite different too. Quite a different color.
When's your right
one
hand
looks
is
cloudy.
Lighter.
Is that weird? One looks cloudy.
It does. It does. The Kirkland looks slightly cloudy, right?
Yeah.
I'm not tripping. No, and that was a fresh bottle crack. It's not like that fucker's been sitting around for a long time.
Heaven Hill just has a very pleasant nose.
It just smells like bourbon. It smells exactly how you would predict bourbon.
Hmm.
I think Heaven Hill is the most balanced bourbon under $50.
I'd agree with you on that.
It is just, it has such a nice balance of sweet.
Spice.
It has heat, but it's not ethanol forward.
No. It's definitely like mid palate to
yeah,
like a nice finish too. For
it does
like a Kentucky hug. Like mm-hmm. It's not like crazy harsh on the Kentucky hug, but it's at least there. It's noticeable. You know you're drinking 100 proof, but at the same time, like it went down pretty smooth for that type of proof.
Yep, and I think we've mentioned this before that it's a really good. I think it's a good entry point into higher proof bourbon if you've been drinking like 80 to 90 proof your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't like start watching videos and everybody's like, oh, you got to drink high proof. Or listen to our podcast like 6 months in and then we're just like, oh, yeah, high proof's the best. Which there is some truth to that, but not, I think there is a balance.
Well, what's funny is I think I only have maybe two or three bottles that are below 100 proof on my shelf.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I have.
Everything else is 100 and up.
I have quite a few, but they're like. There aren't many at that 80 to 90 proof. I can say that.
Because I think I just finished my Elijah Craig or Costco Elijah Craig, the handle.
Okay. God damn. Didn't you just buy that?
God damn.
No.
Oh.
That was maybe a month ago.
Okay. Fair enough. See, it's hard for me to think of, like, in a month, I can't really kill a bottle because I don't stick to one bottle.
It might have been a month and a half or two.
Okay.
Actually, fair enough. I think I got it around Christmas time because I was wanting
something. So that'd be, like, 4 months ago?
Oh, shit. So then it's been longer.
Or 3.5 months ago.
It may depends. Have been around January.
Like, if you can start putting up Christmas lights, is that Christmas time?
Yes.
It says year round?
Oh, wow.
You
well,
can,
I don't know.
You can put up Christmas okay, lights.
When we find it acceptable to put up Christmas lights.
Okay, thank you.
Which would mean after Thanksgiving.
I think if you have your Christmas lights up year round, that's lazy.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Unless you get like those really fancy ones where you can change the colors.
Oh, I've thought
make
about
it like
that,
red, white,
dude.
And blue.
Yeah.
Like those. That I can.
I've looked into those too.
They're like, they're not cheap either, but no. Like,
but you can program them for any holiday.
But like, if you're putting up icicle lights and they're up year round,
plain white. Or you could just have them as track lighting.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you have a party, you turn them all bright light.
I better not see fucking bulbs year round.
No.
That's my, or icicles. Or as in terms of my last 9 days, icicletes. I don't think that's how you say it, but that's the closest.
It sounds
thing I can
pretty
think
close.
Of.
It sounds
right.
Close.
I just turned bicycles and icicles into the same finish. Yeah, it's just good. I haven't had the second one. Devo, did you start drinking the other?
Yeah. And I'd hate to put it like this, but it has like after tasting Heaven Hill, it tastes very much like going from a good solid whiskey to say like an Evan Williams Black Barrel or Black Label.
Interesting. I think Kirkland's actually pretty good, and the price difference isn't well. I think Heaven Hill you're gonna find for like $45. Kirkland bottled in bond. If you find it, it's gonna be like $22. So it's about half the price. I'm getting a pretty strong clover cinnamon finish on the Kirkland bottled in bond. So it comes across a little bitter, but also kind of cinnamony.
I can see that, definitely. And I think what I was trying to say was like quality-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was...
I got you. Like I think the flavor's better in this, though, than Evan
yes,
Williams.
Yes, exactly. Or yes, definitely. But I was more so meaning like it's almost night and day in terms of quality of taste between the two.
Fair enough. Or in Kid Cudi's way, day and night.
Day and night.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why that popped straight in my head.
I wouldn't have been able to name the artist, so you're fine.
I'm pretty sure it's Kid Cudi, right, Vic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Day and night.
What are your thoughts on Kirkland, Vic?
Hey, Kirkland's good. I don't hate it. I think it's good. I think it's good value. It's a little bitter.
Yeah.
Finish on for my taste buds.
Kind of a sweet palate too.
Yeah, and I like the. It's hotter for sure, and I enjoy that. I just Heaven Hill is just
like perfect. Peppery. Hotter or
that peppery hotter? You get the whole mouth.
Definitely
burn.
See that. Yeah.
But I don't know. The Heaven Hill's just—it's
like refined.
Yeah. I just feel like a better person when I'm drinking it.
It's like,
like my confidence like goes from like a 9 to 10.
It's like heavenly.
Yeah, like on a hill.
Okay, I like it. It's. And I've noticed that more and more about bourbon.
Just brings your confidence up?
Well, it is liquid courage, right? So, but no, when you get into like higher end bourbons, it's not like they do anything special. It's just better at everything in a slight way. Like it's just, it has better flavor. It has, you know, maybe there's more flavor with less harshness or it's better balanced. But it's not like you're like your socks are blown off. It's just you drink it and you don't even think about it. It's just so good that you don't have anything to pick at.
Yeah, it's just all around enjoyable.
Yeah, it's just in essence perfect for
From
what
the
they
nose
were trying
to
do.
The gut. Yeah.
And I think Heaven Hill does a really good job of that. The nose is pleasant, the palate's pleasant, the finish is pleasant. Those are the three biggest things. Yeah, it's just it's simple bottle, right? But
can I say though, I think I don't remember my Kirkland bottle tasting this good.
Could be a different batch.
I could have got a different batch. I think this tastes better than my bottle at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, the second sip was definitely a bit better on the Kirkland brand one.
A little molassesy.
Okay.
So it had viscosity to it.
Viscosity. Look at these SAT words.
Rob has used that word multiple times on this.
He scored high on the SATs too.
Yeah. Probably did. The problem was what I got wrong was I couldn't figure out the difference between viscosity and vicious. I'm just kidding. I don't know why they'd ever compare those two words, but oh, maybe that's what I'll say. It has vicious viscosity. Viscosity. Fuck, dude. That's a fucking tongue twister. Vicious viscosity. Say that 10 times fast.
Vicious
viscosity. Don't. No, don't. I was just kidding. That was a rhetorical comment.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So listeners, say that 3 times.
10 times. Fast. Yeah. Do it 10 times fast in your car. And look at the person next to you and say it, because I don't think you can say that without looking like a little intense. And then lock your car doors.
You're saying that like looking like you're thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm going to say this. Start with like the third statement of it, though. And then you're going to, and then. Oh, my God. I'm just visualizing people doing that potentially. Don't do that. It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, both second sips are really good. One definitely has a more refined palate to it. Both I can get in trouble with. Both are definitely DevoPour certified. Although Heaven Hill is hard for us to find around here, but
both are good. There's no doubt. I enjoy both of them. You have one that comes across a little spicier, even though I say that Heaven Hill's very well balanced. It's definitely coming across spicier, probably because Kirkland is coming across pretty sweet.
Sweet, but the spice some of the palate is that clove or bitterness to the Kirkland brand. So it
itself, I don't love it.
Yeah, and it kind of takes away from
agreed.
It.
I don't mind a sweet whiskey. I think, and we've talked about it, there's a place for a sweeter whiskey
after dinner.
Like is that like a dessert a wine whiskey? Comment?
No.
Oh,
sometimes I like a sweet whiskey after dinner.
Okay,
because it's like a treat. It's like a dessert.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you go and you get Screwball or what?
Oh, fuck. I don't like peanut butter after dinner.
But it's smooth. That one,
you know the one thing about Screwball? It's not crunchy.
I hate crunchy
butter. Crunchy is the only way to go. No. Yes.
I'm not going
to
get into this again. You're a fucking masochist if you fucking eat crunchy peanut butter.
You're also a masochist bourbon. That... enjoys hot bourbon, so
yeah,
hot bourbon.
Not and temperature.
You also are having us try. Well, it's going along our kind of scotchy feel, right? Because it's a malt liquor that you're having us try for the patron episode.
No, it's bourbon.
No, it's yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a malt.
No, it's bourbon.
The Foggy Bro was the malt. We already did that one.
Yeah.
Oh, Devo's got a bottle. Look at that.
He bought a bottle. Remember, you knew that?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
We had side chats.
My bad.
You're good.
I, for some reason, thought no that worries. Was the malt. But
No, it's not. It is also bottled in bond, though.
Yeah.
So look at that. Look at us with the bottled in bond trio right now.
You get the Emerald Giant, too?
Yes, I did. And the Pipe Dream. I got all three.
The Pipe Dream's good, dude. The Emerald Giant's good, too.
Did I keep a bottle of that, or did I give them all away? not give them away, but
I think Emerald Giant's gonna be like my go-to flask.
I do
the cask strength or yeah. or
either one, whatever I get my hands on.
Gotcha.
But it's for like sure. ingrained. This I think it's because of Vegas, dude. Like
you didn't even.
It's ingrained even in my head there, now. Though. Huh?
You didn't even open.
No, but we. I think me and you killed a bottle of Emerald regular. Emerald.
Oh, the regular. Yeah, we did. Yeah, you're right.
You guys did.
Right. And now every time I drink Emerald Giant, like Vegas, like flips in my head.
That makes sense.
It's weird.
Every time I lose money at a casino, I think of Vegas.
So, Rob, I was trying to bring up Patreon so that you could at least do the plug.
Oh, yeah. But if you so if you want to hear our more inappropriate episodes, because we do generally record those after doing a regular episode because we all have day jobs. And yeah, so we record episodes after, get a little drunker, and we have less filters. We feel like we can say more because fewer people are listening or can access it. So
right.
think of it as like an OnlyFans for whiskey. whiskey.
You went there.
But there's no nudity.
It's an odd way.
So you can't get in trouble with it. And your wife or husband will not be like, oh my God, you...
You're spending money on that?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not... Patreon. It's for artists like ourselves. I couldn't even say that shit with a straight face. But it, yeah, so we have our crazier episodes. We do bi-monthly meet and greets, which I think we have one upcoming in... Fuck, is it this week?
Yep.
Or is it next week?
I don't
shit.
Know.
Or did it just happen, should I say? Because this is coming out Sunday.
Oh.
I have to figure that one out. Yeah, so.
It's usually on a Saturday.
It is usually on Saturdays. And I'm a little scatterbrained. Sorry again. I think I've been up for.
24 hours.
Almost. We're coming up close. But yeah, if you want to join that, you can hop over to patreon.com/whiskeybizpodcast with a K because, Victor?
Whiskey is not racist.
Comes in?
Cask. Like the dead.
That's caskets, Victor. We've been over
casks.
This.
Casks. It's a cask.
It's. Okay. So.
Thanks for listening.
Are we going to have to go to a swish to figure out, or are we pretty...
For the tiebreaker?
No, I don't think it needs... Like, I only go to the swish if it's, like, neck and neck, right? Or it's okay. Very close.
I was just wanting to make sure.
Is that
I
mean, a pun?
I have my choice, but...
Victor, what are you going with?
Kirkland just didn't get over the top, so Heaven Hill.
Okay. Value-wise, you think they're close value-wise?
Yeah.
Because with the Kirkland one, you get a 1 liter. Right?
It's fucking huge, dude.
Yeah, it's well, 1 liter bottle.
What's Seven Hill? Oh, no, that's Early Times. That's 1 liter as
early
well.
Early Times is also 1 liter, yeah.
And that one lost.
That one did. I voted for that one.
It was
one.
Close. Because
it was close for being a... that was 1 versus... No, that was 2 versus 8. 2 versus 7.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Okay, Devo, what you got?
I'm not going to go too deep into it. I'm just going to leave it at Heaven Hill is the better one.
Okay.
Heaven Hill wins?
Sure. Yeah, now you can definitely say that. So my vote's not important. So just like
voting just meaning like-
as a specific party in California doesn't mean shit.
The Green Party.
Yeah, exactly.
That's every state. Oh, wait, yeah. Sorry.
Or the Communist Party.
Is that what it is?
I thought the if you voted for a Communist Party, you probably won't win.
Oh, I thought you were saying the Green Party was communist.
Probably won't win.
It could be.
Didn't they win the... Oh, anyway.
I thought that would be the Red Party. The
Communist Party. Party? No, that's the...
Well, that, I
that's
know
Nazi it, Germany.
What?
The Red Party?
I don't know. Whatever.
That's what the media says.
Oh, is that like a... bad joke? Or is that serious?
The bad joke.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Sure. Gotcha.
Did you get a Mexico tie-dye shirt?
Oh, yeah. I got you guys all shirts from from Nassau. No, it's from Key West, actually.
From NASA? What?
Nassau.
Nassau.
Nassau?
Like, if you were to read it on a map, you would probably pronounce it Nassau.
Nassau.
But
in the Bahamas. It's Nassau. No, it's Key West. I got them from Key West.
Come on, baby mama.
Yeah, I would also pick Heaven Hill. I think it's easily better. It's a very good whiskey, and we got smoother a really good price better on this bottle. I think we paid $34 on this bottle.
Correct.
So we could check price wise,
we could check your Venmo and
yeah. Oh, I think you sent me 50 because it was like 33 and 17.
Oh, that's right.
For early times.
Was it early times or was it? I thought it was Evan Williams.
There was that one too. That might have pushed it to 70.
That bottle's almost gone. Oh, yeah? Early times is almost gone.
Oh, I thought you were talking
early
about
early times almost gone.
Yeah,
I bet. Oof,
I've been playing COD by myself.
I've been gone.
I gotta get back on that.
I haven't played for a while.
Today it popped out with like all my guns were leveled at one. I was a level one.
Is it a new season? Mm-hmm. Is that why?
Yeah.
They do that shit. They always have problems with the new seasons.
That sucks, dude.
I didn't even check my battle pass because I was working the battle pass since the new season. And I was at like 6 or 7.
Nice.
I wanted to catch up, or I wanted to be ahead of you guys before.
Fair enough.
Rob, like, I get close and then he just smokes me, dude.
Okay, so just to rehash what happened in the brackets. If you have not listened to the prior brackets before this one, go listen to those. I'll give you like 2 seconds. Okay, so Old Forster beat out Early Times Bottled and Bond.
It was close.
Old Granddad Bonded beat out 1792 Bottled and Bond.
Of course.
Even though Old Granddad's cheaper than 1792 Bottled and Bond. E.H. Taylor Small Batch beat out Evan Williams Bottled and Bond, as expected.
I thought it was going to be closer. It ended up
It was fucking not even close.
What's a good price for E.H. Taylor?
What's a good price?
Yeah.
I think 70? MSRP is like $45. Mm-hmm. In California, if you can find it for 60, 70 bucks, that's probably a good price.
Liquorama had it for 100.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
They had Eagle Rare for 60.
And most of the E.H. Taylors go for 100 at the smaller liquor stores. If you can find it at the bigger shops, you'll find it around the 70 point.
And then, what was it yesterday? Oh, and they always have that thick girl, Weller.
Oh, yeah, and it's like $200 or whatever. It's ridiculous. So the next brackets will be Old Forster 1897 versus Old Granddad Bonded. I think this is going to be an interesting one. I like it. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Let's do it right now.
Then E.H. Taylor Small Batch versus Heaven Hill 7-year Bottled and Bond.
That should have been the finale.
Maybe. We'll see. But based on price, technically E.H. Taylor's cheaper than 1897. So that's why I got into the number two. I tried to come up with like my own ranking and I had a hard time with it because I don't think it would have been biased. So I figured the only non-biased way would be to go by price.
Fair.
That's it, folks. I'm just kidding. We have to talk about something, right? So, fun fact. Go ahead. So.
I forgot. Because that's how I would react to someone talking to me in Spanish. I would be like, I don't know how to respond.
Okay, fair enough. So, I was in...
Donde biblioteca?
Donde estás la biblioteca? Yeah. And then, donde estás la baña? Bagno.
Bagno.
El Bagno. Yeah. Sorry. I always joke around and say La Bagna. And so when I try and say it, I fuck it up. So, yeah, I was in Miami for the last.
With people?
What? No. We did go to Calle Ocho, though.
Mm, yeah?
Yeah. Just for a short trip. It's when you watch videos on it, usually it's at night. We went during the day. And it's very, it doesn't look like a big area, but it kind of is. And you, during the day, you walk by a lot of homeless people, and it's a little like, not all that great. And ironically, all the homeless people are in front of CVS. Dude, there was a shit ton of homeless people. I was walking down the street, and some dude asked me for money, and then he pointed at the hotel, and he's like, oh, you're staying there, right? I'm like, fuck, I better give him some money now. So I gave him $3. Yeah, I was like, the fuck, where did this guy,
what is he gonna buy with $3?
I don't know, but more than he was gonna buy with the money that he had. So
that's true.
Yeah, so that was a little sketchy. Also, food's very expensive there, but most importantly, I had no idea, but the population in Miami is 70% Hispanic, 11% white, and then fill in the rest. I mean, not that that's the most important races. It's just there's your 84% or 83%, whatever. That's so crazy. Yeah, it was shocking. And it was definitely like a culture shock, because I walked into a Walmart that was in the suburbs and I couldn't find a worker that spoke English to help me to find travel sized items. Because we didn't want to buy like a big ass shampoo. We just wanted to buy like a travel size shampoo. And we're like, oh, where's the travel area? And this one lady looks at me and she goes, no hablo inglés. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then she points at a lady who should have said no hablo inglés, because she was no better. And she goes, she starts pointing and she's like, oh, that way. Because I said travel. And she goes, oh, like, and she, like, points her hand up like it's a jet. I mean, these people are very nice, but it's a little weird, because you kind of expect in, like, I don't go to Germany and expect that they speak English.
Right.
But if I go to, like, somewhere in the United States, I expect, like, most people working there speak English. And right, maybe the nice ones speak other languages, too, to be helpful for people that are visiting. Yeah. But it was not the case in Miami or Miami.
Well, were the signs in Spanish, or like, could you actually, was it English? So
interestingly, like, there were a lot of signs that were in Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah. But like in the store, it was in English.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, so this lady like points this way, and I'm walking with my wife. And she goes, oh, it's over here. And I go, no, she's pointing at the luggage. She thought we were talking about travel luggage, because the area that she was pointing us to was not anywhere near where you'd expect like deodorant, shampoo in fucking small sizes. Gotcha. So we ended up buying a full size one because we knew where those were. So moral of the story, if you're going to Miami, and you are not bilingual, unless you're the only language you speak, and I don't think you would be listening to us if the only language you spoke was Spanish.
Unless they're trying to learn English.
We are a terrible version of, like, go watch like Dora the Explorer or something, because we are not going to teach you shit about English. Our English speaking abilities are above average, but not teaching quality.
I gotcha.
That's my take on our, not to dig on you guys, but I don't think like any of us would be like, oh yeah, let me go teach English. I'm definitely not going to Shanghai to teach English. You know how they do like those after, like during college?
I always wanted to do one, dude. I wanted to do one so bad.
I could see it being interesting. But
then also, I feel like there's a horror story behind them, too.
I feel like they're more horror story. I feel like most of the horror stories are with girls, though.
Oh, yeah.
More so than guys. But
or I know a guy, because I believe he's still alive, but he went to Korea to do, like, teaching the English language to them.
South, right?
Yes. So I don't think he would have been, I think he would have been able to get into North Korea and back, let alone... what had happened was he did that program, came back, got a job with the company that I'm with, or that I work for, and then ended up, he was like, screw this, I'm going to go back.
Oh, and shit.
So he went back. I think he's now married to someone that's out there. And,
okay.
He's living his life, but
hey, he good was for him.
Teaching both English and Spanish.
Okay.
He's like trilingual now.
Oh, nice.
But
multilingual.
Yeah, multi, several lingual.
Yeah, yeah, several lingual. Yeah.
But
I wanted to do one of those programs so bad.
It would have been kind of cool, but I just, and I'm always down, like, food wise, I feel like it's the most terrifying thing, right? For like going to other countries. Like,
but if you're going to Shanghai, are they? No, they're not as much sushi. They're just more like noodles. Bro, that's
Japan. Japanese is sushi. Right.
I figured like, as much. It's not, or, like, I knew that, but that's why I was like.
I mean, they probably have Japanese restaurants, but.
I was talking through my process type hands. Thing.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my hands are going now.
What happened?
He was talking with his hands and he said he was talking through his and then stopped and his hand was doing like a rolling motion.
My process. I was wanting to say process, but my hands created the process.
I get why that would be cool.
Yeah.
But I do feel like food is always kind of a like there's Chinese food, like Americanized Chinese food, and then there's Chinese food.
Yeah, chicken feet.
And they some of the shit you don't even know what you're fucking eating.
Chicken duck good, something dude. Like I feel like there's a whole bunch of ducks. Like
they start to eat brain and they start to eat eyeballs.
Well, so does isn't there a lot of Mexican cuisine that's like brain, tongue
you know,
stuff like that.
Tongue's a thing, yeah. Lengua,
yeah.
I knew lengua.
Yeah.
So,
but how do I incorporate that into a sentence? And ¿dónde estás lengua?
The tongue, the cheek, heart. Chicken heart's a thing.
I was gonna say a lot of it's also of pork too, right? Or pig.
Yeah, they'll cook the whole pig, and then they'll just put it out there, and people eat everything. Pig feet.
Okay.
I've cooked with pig feet before.
Are they hooves or foot or feet?
Hooves.
Hooves, little, okay.
Hoof. I mean, they don't have like toes.
Maybe they do, and they're just stuck in the hoof.
Maybe.
You like pull them out to eat them.
Yeah.
Pull them out of the hoof. You have to get your pull out your like specialty knife. Yeah. Crack the shell.
I've eaten like intestine or whatever, tripe, crab, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I don't like tripe, but I have had it.
I have two, but fine. I had it in like a menudo.
Yeah, menudo. I grew up on menudo.
Yeah, but once I found like, so it was with my ex, and when like I went over to like a family gathering with her, I was hungover, and her aunt was like, "Oh, have some menudo; it'll help you out." So I have some menudo, and I was like, what's this like stringy stuff that's in it? She goes, oh, tripe. I was like, okay.
And, well, what's tripe?
Yeah, so I asked that, and she goes, oh, sheep stomach. And I was like, oh, that's why I'm like not feeling it.
Yeah, it's intestine
or whatever.
Yeah,
they're fine.
I can't do it. It's the texture for me.
It is a weird texture.
It is a weird texture. Because, like, one side, if I remember right, I haven't had it in years, but one side's, like, tough, and the other side's kind of, like...
slimy?
Like, not necessarily slimy, but it's textured.
Well, there's the honeycomb, and then there's the one that's almost like fibers. Like you said, the stringy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just was not sitting well, and I was like, I can't do this. I got to drive home.
That's good.
So I left. I left.
You left.
I left my girlfriend there.
And that's why she ended as a girlfriend.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Not a
grandma. Grandma didn't want the
tripe saved your life.
basically.
Tripe for the W.
To kind of go back to what you were saying, Rob, like being in America, like you kind of would expect like English to be the primary language that people would speak.
Uh-huh.
And some people say that's racist. There's no primary language in
America because we're free and we can. But I'm just saying, like, as
no, I'm just talking. Yeah, English should be the primary language.
So I took Noah to the park today, and he was climbing up on one of the jungle gyms, and there was this kid that was going up behind him. Noah was going up all slow, and I was like, "Oh, he's." I told the kid that was behind Noah, like, "Oh, he's going to the left. You can go ahead and get down on the slide." Like, he's gone, and he goes, "Sorry, I don't speak English." And this kid looked like he was like 10 or 11.
And he said, "Sorry, I don't speak English?"
Right.
Like in perfect English or with like a weird accent?
It sounded like perfect English. But I left it at it as whatever because I was like, I mean, I heard his dad or who I would assume is his dad speaking Spanish to them. So I was like, oh, whatever. Maybe they're like completely Spanish home. But then I was like, but wait a minute.
Wait
like,
a second. Yeah.
They've got to be at least learning some type of English if they're going to like the public school system through the public school system. And I was talking to Ariana about it and she was like, well, maybe they're visiting from Mexico. Maybe you know,
maybe
is that and the other. And I was like, but at the same time, in my neighborhood, I don't think there would be like,
why not?
I'm just saying, like, I feel like the kid was pulling my leg because he did say,
yeah, he was trolling the fuck out of him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was because he said, "I'm sorry, I don't speak English."
If you don't speak English and all you speak is Spanish, you'd say no habla
inglés, or no English, or no habla inglés. Like,
but he's just like, "Sorry, sir, I don't speak English."
That would have been hilarious. I cannot communicate about it. Yeah, that would have been hilarious if he did it like that.
Yeah,
but I was just baffled by it because I was like, I don't know. I feel like most people who live here and are trying to raise their kids here would want them to at least be able to translate because most people speak English. I know that there's obviously predominant Spanish speakers, but
yeah, well, the other thing is,
especially in California.
Yeah. Well, California is a lot closer to Mexico than Florida is to Mexico. So
but Florida has like Cuba and
yeah. 50% of Cubans live in Southern
Dominican Republic,
and Southern Florida. 50% of Cubans in the U.S. live in Southern Florida.
The rest are in like Michigan.
they're probably spread out all over.
That's funny. I think I heard that too.
Yeah, we looked it up. And then in the area that we were staying, so it's called Doral.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever heard of Doral, it's probably just because of the golf tournament that they have in Doral. Mm-hmm. And there's Trump National Doral. That's the golf course that they play. The Live Tour was there while we were there. We didn't go to the tournament, though. It's fucking expensive, man. They have
to be able to pay the people that are playing it.
I thought that was just the oil money was doing that, but clearly that's not the case.
Played live?
Oh, Lauren goes, there's live parking over there. And I'm like, it's live. It's live. it's the live tour. It's not live. I just about died. but yeah, it was a little bit of a culture shock for me, right? And there's Cuba nearby. In Doral, there's a large El Salvadorian population, which was interesting. And we met some really nice people.
We get pupusas? That,
no, I didn't have that. Mm. I forgot. There was one like, the it's a lot of
is
their
like
food.
A pastry?
Pupusa? That's like a, yeah, it's kind of like a fluffy or a dried pastry around a meat or fruit or, right?
Not necessarily an empanada.
Oh, no. Pupusa is the piece on the bottom. And then, like, meat's in it. It's like a, no? Victor, go ahead. Just tell us what the fuck
pupusa is. You're pretty close, dude, but I don't know how to explain it either.
It's like the corn. It's usually corn, right? It's like cornmeal baked.
Yeah, it's like fried cornmeal stuffed with either cheese and beans or cheese and meat.
Yeah.
And then you'll put the, like, cabbage and the dressing on top. I think they're fucking delicious, dude.
There are two things I'm going to say, though. The food there was fucking amazing. Outside of the city. Don't eat in Miami. Go outside of Miami. You're paying way too much money, and you're going to get dog shit food. Or, like,
so go
it
to,
might
like,
be
the
good,
taco
but...
taco stands or what have you?
I didn't see any taco stands.
Well,
we went
I
to,
mean,
like, a...
Taco stand-esque. Not necessarily, like, taco stand, but...
Like the hot dog people in downtown?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was meaning.
We went to a restaurant called Mordisco, but it was weird because how they did their logo is M-O-R, and then below is disco. Mm. It was kind of, but super cool vibe, really cool restaurant. And it wasn't cheap, but the food was incredible. It was actually Venezuelan fusion food.
Interesting.
Fusion with what?
I don't fucking know. Oh, okay. I'm going to say it was like Peruvian or other Hispanic foods, which I wouldn't like. I could read the menu. I could read the menu, but there were some words on there that because it said like the name of the food and then below it was like what was in it in English. So, but the food was great. And then we ended up sitting next to who I assume was a Venezuelan couple. Or two Venezuelan couples, because he said our food, and it was Venezuelan fusion. So I'm just assuming, and my wife was like, don't ask him. I was going to ask, because I don't really care. Like, I don't think people are offended by that.
I don't think so either.
But, like, for me, I'm this is going to sound really racist, but, like, if you put a Mexican person in front of me and a Venezuelan person in front of me, I would not be able to tell you who was who.
And you wouldn't be able to necessarily tell from their accents.
No.
Because you're not around.
I know that. The only one that I could tell you is Argentinian with the double L in Spanish. They do ja instead of ya.
Instead of ya.
So that's the only one I'd be able to tell you. And the only reason I knew that, well, there are two reasons. Camilo Villegas, if you guys ever watch golf, he was Argentinian. Because he'd be Villegas if he wasn't Argentinian, but Villegas sounds a lot cooler than Villegas. And then also my Spanish 2 teacher in high school, and now you guys are gonna be like, well, why don't you fucking remember Spanish? Because fuck you. Do you remember any chemistry? Any chemistry from high school? No, I didn't think so. That's just me being
just with the girl next door.
I see what you did there. Hopefully the girl that lived next door wasn't like a grandma.
No.
Okay. There's an actual
next door because it was easier to say it that way than the girl down the street.
Fair enough.
You know, I was on Facebook the other day, and somebody we worked with had like adult children, and I was really confused.
Are you able to say their name?
He must have married somebody much older.
Oh. Yeah, his name starts with an A.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did.
And last name starts with a T?
I think so.
He was Hispanic with a white last name.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha.
Man, these are some old ass kids, dude.
Yeah, no, he did.
I'm surprised.
They had family photos and
on Facebook with him.
I was like, fuck, dude, which one's you would think it's a single mom.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Like he was the kid too.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
good for him, dude.
But it was a little bit of culture shock. So if you are going to Miami and you're listening to this podcast, meaning that you definitely speak English, I cannot say other languages that you speak.
I know somebody who speaks Spanish.
You, Victor?
Who listens to the podcast.
Oh.
No, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hubby?
Hubby speaks Spanish?
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
He looks I'm like gonna he get would.
It. He probably knows a few words. I was going to say that if I were to open like a more of a Mexican style restaurant, I'd call it mierda.
You call it shit?
Oh, how do you say the L?
L or la?
Or it would be la.
Depend, la is shit a masculine or a feminine word?
Yeah, what type of shit?
Well, I was thinking the shit. Like,
I don't think it translates that way.
Yeah, I don't think it translates. Sorry. I mean, that'd be kind of funny.
Well, especially me opening it up, being a white dude. Like,
what you could do is you could name it like Comida de el Mierda, which would mean food of the shit.
Oh, that sounds even worse.
Yeah, I don't think it. Yeah, I don't. I mean, if you did a new Kaipa, you'd probably be fine.
Yeah.
No one would fucking know. It'd be like getting a Chinese or Japanese fucking tattoo on you in the U.S. And, you know, you tell them what you want. And they're like, oh, I got you. They fucking just put whatever one they did last
whatever
time.
Whatever symbol it is. Yeah. And you're like, someone it means freedom. It to them.
Yeah.
It means like, yeah, whatever.
I'm not going to lie. If I was going to get a tattoo of like another language, I would want to make sure that person either spoke the language or I pre-decided, like I sent what I wanted it to say to someone who fluently spoke the language.
So like Cal?
If I wanted fucking...
You've heard him in him speaking Cantonese?
No, yeah, Cantonese.
He knows a little bit of Mandarin, but...
I think it's like Portuguese and Spanish. It like kind of transfers, but it doesn't. But yeah, it was definitely a culture shock. There were a lot of cool things out there. The cigar life out there, holy shit. I bought a 10 pack of Rocky Patel cigars from Costco for $30. I was stoked. So, I'm like, this is awesome.
So Will Smith's Miami song, like, did you ever see the music video for that one? Going to Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Bienvenido a Miami, which means welcome to Miami.
Oh, gotcha.
So
gotcha.
He basically says it twice in his song. Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. We actually, one interesting place we went to was we had like lunch at the Versace mansion, which was interesting. So the mansion that actually Versace actually was killed in front of.
Wasn't Versace French?
I think Versace sounds, I'm going to go with Italian.
Versace?
Is it Italian?
I Versace? Believe so. Yeah. That just sounds Italian.
You might be right.
And he's a designer.
You are Italian, so.
Yeah, I'm going to just go with Italian there. But, yeah, he was killed in front of that house. But it was super cool. Like, just the, not that he was killed there.
I'm pretty sure it's French.
Is it French?
Just because of the Versace cologne had a French guy or boy to it, but
is an Italian luxury fashion company.
Damn it.
What, like the hard like the C turned into CH? It's completely Italian.
Yeah, I got
France it. Has Italy. You say Francois, not Franchoice.
Versace.
It's a soft C.
Versace.
I saw home. So I thought of, because I took home? French in high school. That's one of the words that I remembered. Home? And I knew that it meant like boy or man.
Home means boy.
H-O-M-M-E is in French, homme.
Homme. Okay.
So.
And in Spanish, it's hombre.
Hombre.
So you're safe there. See, I know these a few words. A few here and there.
I know some of these words. Dude.
So other fun thing. We get there. We get to Miami. Well, we had kind of a weird trip because we went to on a cruise. We got there at night early. Went to downtown Miami. Stayed there. Caught a bus to the port for a cruise Monday through Saturday. Then we came back to Miami and hung out. But I got a rental car, right? So we're trying to figure out the best way to get a rental car. Right, because I really didn't want to have to drop off a rental car before a flight to a place that isn't the airport. So we ended up getting a excursion from the ship where you went to the Everglades and you went on a alligator tour and then they dropped you off at the airport.
Fan boat or whatever, right?
Yeah. The one that Lauren posted. Because I don't think I posted it. It was cool. Super cool. It was loud as
airboat,
fuck.
Right? That's what it's called?
Yeah, it's an airboat. Yeah. So Lauren's watch, her Apple watch, kept warning her that it was too loud and that being out in that for over 3 minutes would damage your hearing. We did it for 30. So pretty sure my hearing's damaged, according to Apple. But so we did that, and that was pretty cool. It was fun to go out and then you got like an alligator show by the Gator Boys. I don't know if you guys seen that.
I've heard of it. And yeah, I've also heard of it from Fluffy or Gabriel Iglesias.
The Gator Boys.
Dude, these guys are fucking insane. Now all these alligators. So I guess the whole thing with alligators attacking is they're scared. They're like, it's a defensive mechanism to do a quick movement toward you.
So don't corner them.
Well, don't even get near them if they don't know you. I don't know if they have like good sight or smell, but whatever. So
if you bring them food that's not you, you're probably safe.
Probably.
A few times. You have to do it a few times.
You're probably right.
Several times, my bad. Several.
But
many times.
So I didn't know this, but if an alligator attacks, right, and they make like a really vicious movement, a quick movement, they're cold-blooded animals, and they have a heavy lactic acid buildup whenever they make fast, aggressive movements. Yeah, so they cramp up, and they like can't move afterward. That's why alligators sit still so long. And that's why they sit on the top of the water, and they like hot climates. Because they sit there, so they warm up and their muscles relax.
That's interesting.
I had no idea about this. So he said they don't want to do it, so it's only either to eat or to like protect themselves.
So how would you explain the death roll then? Because...
Oh, that fucker's built up on adrenaline and he's scared shitless.
Because that's a quick snap and then roll.
Yeah, that's from Crocodile Dundee. I like it, Devo. I like the quote there. I don't know, but this guy. So another fun fact. In Florida, there is no charge to get an alligator removed from your property.
Makes sense.
It does.
Makes
However,
sense.
He made the joke of if you want to get a possum out of your attic, you got to pay like $400 for that. But an alligator free. And also they aren't poachers. What do they call it? Like the guys that show up to get the alligator, they're not paid by anyone.
Wranglers, right?
They make their money by selling the hide and the meat of the alligator.
Oh,
that's pretty neat.
It's really smart.
That also seems a little sketch, though.
But here's the other thing.
That's like being a dog pound or a dog catcher.
Okay, kind of there.
But it's.
But I'm
in.
I'm
just,
if you want to eat dog, dude, go for it.
Florida,
you guys talked about Shanghai before. I was just
the I thought it was Vietnamese that ate dog. Not Chinese.
I thought it was Chinese.
I don't fucking know. I don't eat dog. That's all I know. But in Florida, if the alligator's over 4 feet, they can't be put back into like the wild. So they either have to be put into captivity or they have to be sold to be eaten and become okay,
so there are alligator regulations. Shoe. It's yes. not just...
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just felt like it was weird because of, you know, like big game hunting. Obviously, we don't have that, but like in yes. a similar scenario type of thing, because I know there's different like farmers that would hire hunters to take out like coyotes or wild hog and stuff like that in other states.
Yes.
So, but they have to have like a certain license, and then you have to have a certain license as a hunter to be able to do that. So I was just making sure that they weren't doing it like under the table type of thing, you know, which from what it could be quite a few that do.
What it sounds like is it's not hard to get a license to try and kill alligators or snakes. Those are the two. Like and it's also it's actually the big one there is boa constrictors.
Okay. So
and there was actually a boa constrictor that ate an alligator. I think it was a baby alligator, but it still ate a fucking alligator.
That's insane.
Yes.
So, wasn't the largest snake in Brazil or something like that?
Probably in like the Amazon.
With Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, yeah. Anaconda.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fucking Ice Cube.
It was Ice Cube?
Yeah.
Or LL Cool J.
Oh, it was LL Cool J. Was it LL Cool J? It was LL Cool J.
Wasn't Samuel Jackson in that too or no?
No, that was on the plane.
Oh, yeah. That was snakes on a plane. Yeah. But yeah, that was
just starting naming snake movies.
But yeah, the airboat tour, super cool. Got dropped off at the airport. I ordered a Tacoma because that was the cheapest car to get.
Interesting.
It was so really weird. Paid I don't
like
know how
65 or something like that for.
Well, no, we paid. Oh, no. I think it was $120 for 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Which isn't bad, especially from an airport because. I don't know if you guys knew this, but if you get a car from like Enterprise in the city, non-airport, they charge you for 24-hour periods. If you get it from an airport, it's calendar days. So if you get it at 8 p.m. on Friday, you pay for the whole day of Friday.
I guess that's where my like 65 came in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was thinking
65
days,
a day. Not... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So... I ordered that and I was like, okay, at Tacoma, we have a lot of luggage because we're here for a long time. So, or we were here for a long time with the cruise. And then cruises are rough because you have like, you have to get ready for dinner. And so you have to wear like 2-3 outfits a day.
You can't right? wear the same one?
You can't walk into dinner in flip flops?
You aren't supposed to. They usually aren't going to say no. But
where
it's like
they gonna
heavily
you can't go off the boat at that point.
Well, you can go eat at the buffet, but like if you want to go to their dinner, like dining room. You have to be dressed up, not necessarily like super fancy. You could probably pull off like wearing a golf outfit kind of thing, or like what you'd wear to work. On the fancier night, they may not like that, but it is what it is. So they didn't have Tacomas, even though Tacomas were the cheapest vehicle. I got in, and they're like, do you want, we'll give you a full-size truck. I'm like, okay. I didn't want a full-size truck, and here's the exact reason. I knew I was going to be stuck parking in a parking structure at some point, and it wasn't going to be a nice, big parking structure, and I was going to have to make tight turns. I didn't want a full-size truck.
Just
now, some of you are going to be like, don't be a fucking bitch and fucking deal with it. It wasn't hard parking. It was hard making these goddamn turns that are like 90 degree fucking turns in a car that does not turn sharp.
Well, Toyotas turn pretty good, dude.
That's what I thought, but I ended up with an F-150 because they didn't have fucking Tacomas. So I got a full size truck upgrade and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to complain, but I could have ordered a F-150 for $10 more than I paid for the Tacoma. So
Fords
we
have
end
a
up,
pretty good turning radius, though.
It's not bad, but let me tell you the fucking parking structure that I got stuck in. And I had to go all the way to the top to get a parking spot because for whatever reason, every floor they were working on. So one side of the floor was, so you couldn't, so they, oh, there was like 50% parking until you got to the roof. Now, it was only like five floors, but still, I'm like over here like praying to God I don't fucking blow out a tire because they have like the, you know how they have the medians when you make the turns so you don't go to the wrong side? So I'm trying to avoid the median little, it wasn't like a high median. It was enough to like your tire would like climb up and then slide off. And then avoid the fucking wall. And I made it. I didn't crash the car, thank God.
Obviously, you're here.
But there were a few times I was like turning and I was like confident. And I should not have been as confident as I was. But I made it. So that's all that matters. But I definitely rubbed tires on these curbs plenty of times.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wouldn't be confidence for me. It would be like, okay, I'm sick of going slow at this. I need to just get up there. So,
yeah. But I don't, yeah. That's why I wanted a smaller vehicle. But it was fun. But again, if you ever go to Miami, learn at least like basic Spanish because it might help. I don't know. Food's great though. Get and eat at places you wouldn't eat. Like get food you would not get. And that's my big thing when I go on like trips to different places. I get food that I can't get where I live.
Like chicken
feet. That makes sense.
Not chicken feet. Not chicken feet. No.
Are they crispy?
I didn't get alligator though. I was really sad. I wanted alligator.
But there's not a lot of meat on them.
I wanted some fried alligator.
I have fried alligator at Bass Pro, but I don't know if it's real fried alligator.
It probably was, but it was just, yeah, it probably came from Florida.
It was just in dry ice.
There's a meat market in San Bernardino.
Okay.
That always, like, they post on IG that we got alligator and stuff.
I don't want to fry it myself, though.
I think just barbecue.
I don't want, like, I wanted fried alligator from there.
Smoke it.
You want to smoke one? A whole one?
A whole alligator?
That takes like a pretty decent baby alligator? Size.
I guess a baby. That's kind of tough, shitty, huh?
That one should have been sent back into the whatever. All in all, go travel. Go have fun. And drink more whiskey and listen to our reviews because we think we're pretty good at it. And I think we've helped some people. If we have helped you and you haven't talked to us, let us know which bottle you're like, thank God you said this wasn't good, or thank God you said this was good because I wasn't sure, I wouldn't have bought it otherwise. Let us know. We want to know this shit.
One of our patrons became a patron because we put him onto California Oak.
There was that, and then there was also that we saved him from buying some bottles that he wanted to try, and he found out they weren't that great.
Which ones were those?
I don't know anymore. Dude, we only have like 180 fucking episodes.
180?
I think between Patreon and regular.
Oh my fucking God, dude. Let's start over.
We kind of did, and that didn't work out well.
Yeah.
So, well, Devo, you have any final thoughts? And
then ran it back.
Yeah.
Keep Thank it you for listening, and as always, keep
Whiskey
it neat, friends.
In the cask.
Woo! And so do people, according to Victor.
Dead people.
Yeah. That joke died.
That was a good one.